Madison Bumgarner was on top of his game, James Shields was not, and the San Francisco Giants cruised to an easy victory over the Royals in Game 1 of the World Series in Kansas City. Bumgarner was superb as the Giants earned a 7-1 victory, holding the Royals to a run and three hits with five strikeouts in seven innings. The Giants' ace was working on a two-hit shutout until Salvador Perez homered with two out in the bottom of the seventh. Before the blast, the Giants already had forged a 7-0 lead. Game 2 is tonight at 8 in Kansas City. Jake Peavy takes the mound for the Giants, and it's Yordano Ventura for the Royals. The New York Rangers picked up their third straight win by beating New Jersey 4-3 on Kevin Klein's goal at 2 minutes and 42 seconds of overtime. Rick Nash tied it late in the third period with his league-leading eighth goal of the season. Elsewhere, Boston topped San Jose 5-3. Toronto bested the Islanders 5-2. Montreal edged Detroit 2-1 in overtime. Nashville beat Arizona 4-3 in a shootout. Winnipeg won against Carolina 3-1. Chicago blanked Philadelphia 4-0. Dallas doubled up Vancouver 6-3. Florida defeated Colorado 4-3 in overtime. And it was Tampa Bay over Calgary 2-1 in overtime. People familiar with the situation say a hearing on Ray Rice's appeal of his indefinite suspension will be held November 5th and November 6th. The people spoke with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity today because details of the hearing have not been made public. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys have released defensive end Michael Sam from the practice squad, causing the NFL's first openly gay player to find a third team since being drafted by St. Louis this year. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.